cliffcentral.com. On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to The Good Stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good news guy. It's Tuesday, yo. And not only are you live on The Good Stuff on Facebook and on cliffcentral.com, but also Gareth Cliff and management are in New York. So the rest of us have taken over the studio and we're like a bunch of gremlins that are just doing whatever we want because they're not here. They might be listening from overseas, but they're just not here. All right. So what's happening in South Africa and the world? The state has been captured. Zuma is not happy that Madonsela interviewed him and it has been leaked. Malema wants an early election, as well as some nasty, nasty, racist things that he said. The Americans are about to elect their next leader between Trump and Hillary, and apparently neither of them are as good as each other, or something like that. And Vuzu, Rich Kids, is back on TV. That's not actually a good thing. I'm just putting it out there. We don't love that show at all. But that's not the only things that have happened in SA, and it's not the stuff we're going to talk about. No kak here, no bad news. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Thuli Madonsela and Pravin Gordhan have just been honored at a prestigious Mahatma Gandhi Awards in Durban, which is pretty cool. We're going to bring you news on that. A wine brand called Rhino's Tears has raised over 1 million rand to help with poaching. Heroic lifeguards in Belito have saved a drowning holidaymaker. Another story we're going to bring you. What else have we got here? Russell Crowe has collected cash for South African vultures. No jokes, Russell Crowe. And of course, the Sachsenwald Shebeen was lit this weekend. If you could find it, I'm not too sure. So inspired, so proudly South African, so much of good news. And we have so much going on today. Like I said before, this is the good stuff. We only bring you good news, so you've got something a little bit better to speak about when you're around your dinner table or your water cooler. We're going to be bringing you Kerry, right next to me over there.
Morning!
The good news girl is sitting there, ready to bring you the top 5 good news stories. So we're going to bring those to you. She searches all over the internet every week to bring these to you. And Kerry, apparently the top 5 today you've chosen for a specific reason, yeah?
Yes, I have.
And what is that?
Well, we're just honoring people, really. That's what it is.
We're honoring people. Yes. That's what we're doing. So we're going to bring you those good news stories. Jennifer Singleton has just said, let's only talk about the good things. No kak here. That is correct. That is 100% correct. That's what we're going to be doing. We also have an incredible interview with Adrian Gerber from the Kalem Willemse Foundation. You must know about Kalem. He has literally blown up and gone viral. South Africa has been brought together to get this little boy to Boston. We're going to get a whole bunch of updates with regards to that. Hopefully, Kerry won't cry because she always cries. Always cries. We're also going to be chatting to Mark Sham about suits and sneakers. So he's going to be phoning in a little bit later. And we're going to be speaking to one of the guys from Mercedes-Benz. They've just released something called The Beautiful News. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be speaking to them. But this is not just about us talking at you or to you. It's also about you guys getting involved with the conversation. So I want you to tweet me, Brendan Lindekew. Or tweet Kerry Stain, or tweet cliffcentral.com, or give us a call on 0861-555-189, or you can get a hold of us on our WeChat account. And as always, this is the end of Facebook Live. So if you are busy streaming, there's quite a few of you, go and log on to www.cliffcentral.com to get the full show. That's it. This is the good stuff, man. How are you doing, Kerry?
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
My phone's making funny noises because it's busy posting stuff. A lot's gone on, right? Did you visit the Sachsenwald Shebeen this weekend?
Well, you know what? I actually live right down the road.
From the Shebeen?
Right down the road from the Shebeen. And I still can't find it.
Yeah, I don't think many people can. I don't know if you saw that news video clip thing from EWNCA or WN or one of the news sites. Mm. And they had, I think it was ENCA, they had their reporter go out to look for the Shebeen. And he started interviewing people. And there was a guy like in his running clothes. It was the morning. And he said, sir, have you been to the Sachsenwald Shebeen? And the guy said, I have been running around this area for years and years and years, morning and night, looking for this damn Shebeen. And it was quite funny. And the end of the news clip, the guy says his name. I don't know. Let's call him
Bob.
He goes, this is Bob, nowhere near a Shebeen. in Saxonwold, South Africa. It was very funny.
Quite entertaining.
It has been entertaining. It's when you say things, you need to know that there's repercussions, especially when you're in the public eye.
Yes.
And also when something like state capture reports has been released and you are in it, you're in that report badly.
And then to try back it up as well. And the information that you back it up with is also incorrect.
Yeah. Someone once said, tell the truth or someone else will for you.
That's exactly.
And honestly, you know what? Just own up.
What is the point?
Well, I guess you're just trying to protect your name, your ego. But also, if you're doing wrong and you're at risk in some sort of way, then you must know that there's that risk that something might go wrong.
But understandable. But on the other side, there are people that actually live in Saxonwold. It's not like Mars that nobody's ever been there.
Whoa!
You know what I'm saying?
Just touching on that. So we're going to speak to Mark Sham from Suits and Sneakers.
Yes.
He doesn't live on Mars, but Suits and Sneakers is that event that I spoke at with Gareth like 2 years ago or whatever. And it's incredible.
It's just blown up.
It's blown up.
It's formal
education and it's all about really good things. Mm. And this upcoming Suits and Sneakers, which is next week.
On the 16th of November.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that? We've had Mark Sham on our show, as well as attending his Suits and Sneakers events.
Kaga, boom.
Uh-huh. And? Yeah,
and
part of his page, and follow him, and
so Kerry
we're
is
a fan.
Kerry is your stalker, Mark. No, I'm joking. No. So one of the speakers that are going to be at his show next week is Adriana, who is one of the only Africans who are part of the Mars One project. This is why this is interesting, and this is why I'm excited.
Yes.
So they're choosing 25 people from the population of the world.
Yes.
Who they are going to be sending to Mars in 2026.
How old am I going to be in 2026? Wow.
It's like 10 years from now.
Yes.
So you'll be 21.
Sure.
So in 2026... And I'm sure she'll get selected. She's right now the only African that's part of this group.
Mm-hmm.
She's a physicist. She wants to study life. There's all these things
that tick the box.
But here's the most, and you're going to get goosebumps. So she's climbing, most probably, I'm going to be hearing her speak next week. She's climbing onto a space shuttle that'll take her to Mars forever.
Forever.
Not one of those people are coming back. They're all going to Mars to colonize the planet. No jokes.
I don't know what to say.
It's crazy, right?
That's insane.
It's crazy amazing. So in the...
What are you guys going to do in 20... I'm going to live on Mars.
Going to live on Mars. If you think back in our history, when Christopher...
That is very scary.
But here's the reality. When Christopher Columbus was going on his mission...
Yes.
To go find... I think he was going to find India and he landed up in America.
Yes.
So when he went, or when Jan van Riebeck went, or all those people that climbed on those boats, they were not coming back. They were going to go colonize the rest of the world. We have grown in technology. We have grown in what we know, in science. And instead of going to a different continent,
they're going to another planet.
They're going to colonize another planet. That we are a part of history.
Okay, so if we run out of water on Earth, we'll just have to go to Mars.
Well,
because they have found water on Mars.
But I think that they're going to go and create this Earth 2.0.
Oh my word!
Okay, so I've just blown your mind. All right. Other things that I mentioned. So that we're going to speak to Marky in a little bit. Thuli Madonsela and Pravin Gordhan were honored on Monday night for a prestigious Mahatma Gandhi Award in Durban. They both got the awards. And during such a tough time in our political sphere and a tough time with state capture and this and that and all sorts of things going on, it's really good to know and to hear that people in our society who we look up to are getting what they deserve.
Exactly. But don't you think it's quite, I mean, to think about what they've done for the country and the people that they've been up against. Just sit and think about that for a moment and how scary that actually is, because you don't know what the outcome of that is going to be. You're being an honest person and you're coming forward to do what's right. But you have people in power that are up against you, that is very scary.
It's scary, but it's in the same breath, and yes, 100%, we need to think of that. But in the same breath, it is just mind-blowing that, you know, she's been Times Woman of the Year,
yes,
part of that 100 Top Woman of the Year.
She's amazing.
She is amazing. We love Thuli.
Yes.
We love you, Thuli. And you, Praveen. Well done. Well done. The pantomime.
Yes.
So I went to the pantomime on Sunday. It was the opening of the pantomime, which literally, that is the signal that silly season is here.
I know. I love the pantomime.
And I must say that I had such a good time. A lot of Cliff Central people were there, just per chance, bumped into Aria, bumped into a couple of people. And it's a good show, man. It really means that silly season is here now, which means that I will no longer be wearing closed-toed shoes. It's now silly season.
Flops.
I've got my flip-flops on, you can see.
Yes, yeah. Welcome summer and the
welcome
silly
summer and the silly season. And I'm going to just have a party every day because it's silly season.
Yeah. Dressing it down.
It is officially here, which is quite exciting.
I don't know. It's gone so quickly.
Well, this is what happens, right? It goes very quickly. Kerry's phone is vibrating on the desk. I don't even
it's
know.
It's not vibrating. It's just ringing.
Who's calling you?
A client.
Don't they know that you have a show on right now?
I know, right? Everybody forgets.
It's so bizarre. So bizarre. The last thing that I want to bring up. Actually, you know what? We're going to go into the top five good news stories. I think that's what we're going to do. How do you feel about that?
Let's go.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Okay, so every week, Kerry trolls the internet and she searches for good things to bring us here at Cliff Central and our listeners. There's so many good things happening in the world that you might not know about. Really, I promise you. I write these stories. I have to research them. There's at least 150 good things happening in South Africa every day. Before we get into the top five,
yes,
actually, did you... I mean, this has happened literally this morning. So here's a good example. A woman on Facebook,
yes,
went shopping over the weekend.
Okay.
And she walked into a supermarket called Jet in,
yes,
South Africa.
Yes.
And she walked in to buy clothes or whatever. And she saw a shirt that was made for
kids.
Oh
my word, that is shocking.
Okay, but nobody knows what you see.
I know.
So she walked into the store and the store had a shirt that said, the shirt said, "You can't sit with us."
No.
But like, it's bitchy.
That's
from,
terrible.
It's a quote from Mean Girls.
Have you seen the movie Mean Girls? Yeah, but
so it's a t-shirt made for girls between the ages of 6 and 8.
Mm.
And it says, "You can't sit with us," which means that they've created this t-shirt. Somehow it got through design. It might be because it's in touch and being hip or whatever, but it also propagates bullying.
Yes.
Which this woman picked up on. Here's the good news in the story.
Okay.
So she posted the picture online,
mm-hmm,
on Facebook. And this all happened this morning. This is all right now. Mm-hmm. So she posted the picture online. And she just said to Jet, like, "I'd love it if someone would please explain to me how you think selling it's actually a dress for girls with the slogan, 'You can't sit with us,' is okay. With all the anti-bullying efforts of schools across the country, with children committing suicide because of being bullied or made to feel less than others, you sell clothing that promotes segregation. You are undermining the efforts of all those promoting kindness and inclusion." And it's quite a long post that she put up. Here's the good news. Jet replied immediately.
Wowzers.
Like, instant. Community Manager 101. "Good day, Clarissa. Thank you so much for engaging with us. We'd like to let you know that your complaint has been heard and will be taken seriously. These t-shirts are in the process of being taken off every single one of our shelves. Please remain patient with us while we attempt to resolve this."
That is amazing.
Immediate. It gets better. So the community started talking and they were like, "How did this pass? Wow, Jet, you're so incredible for doing all of this." And then the person who originally posted it, Clarissa, said, "Hey, Jet, listen, yeah, here's a good idea. Thanks for taking the issue so seriously and removing the shirts. But why don't we get someone to silk screen an X over the can't
part of us? Yes, that's such a good idea.
And put a can on top of it. And then sell those shirts in store and all the proceeds go to an anti-bullying fund."
I love it.
And Jet responded immediately and went, 100%, we are with you. We love that idea. We're going to make it happen. This is going to the powers that be."
Fantastic. Well done, Jet.
But this is what I'm saying, Kay, is that there's really good news in our country.
And well done to the mom who stood up for that. Because, I mean, we had an issue just this weekend around that. And it's exactly that. No, you can't play with us.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
But this is the reality, is there's so much good news going on. So as I was saying before I interrupted myself, I do that often, don't judge. Kerry tries to find the good news stories every week, and we bring you the top five. Kerry?
Yes.
Can you start with number five?
I can.
This is it. This is the top five. What do you have, number
Entire
five?
Entire school honor a disabled man who is part of their everyday. This is everything. A school set up a fake tournament where a disabled volunteer thought he was a judge. But in surprise ceremony, the entire school was actually there to honor him.
It's really cool. So this guy, he was born the way that he was.
Yes.
But he went to the school like 20 years ago or something. To
More than that. I think it was 1969.
Maths is not my greatest skill. That's why I'm a talk show host. So he went through to the school and he offered to be a volunteer. And they brought him on board immediately. And he's been working at the school ever since 1969,
yes,
you say?
Yes, 1969.
So if anybody knows the maths, you can tweet me at Brendan the Cube. But he has been working there for years and years and years and years and years. And the school decided to honor him in this fake tournament.
Well, you know what? He started off as mentally disabled. So he's got a mental disability. But then after that, he actually fell in a hole and he became physically disabled as well. But he carried on regardless. So he carried on with his...
The volunteering work.
Yes, at the school. Amazing. And helping the kids.
And then they honored him. And in the video, you'll cry.
Yes, you will cry.
You will cry. What is your cry? What is your, what do I call it? The cry factor between 1 and 5. Where are we sitting? The cry meter.
5.
Is it a 5?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a 5 cryometer. Get the tissues ready. We're gonna.
Well, it's my 5 cryometer. Which it might be someone else's one.
We're going to go with yours, though.
Okay.
This is your cryometer.
But we're, you know what? And I mean, and that's the thing. He's still honoring. And we should have a look and honor people with... that are, what is the word?
Differently abled.
Yes, differently abled in so, every way.
So we're going to be bringing you an interview soon, which I'm quite excited about. I met with a guy called Stuart.
Yes.
Who's from a company called EDEF. And I digress because we're getting off the top
That's
five
okay.
good stories. But we'll get back
but
on
it's
it now.
Part of it.
We'll get back on it now. So Stuart is from EDEF.
Yes.
And their company has come up with the most incredible thing that I can't tell you about until it launches. But the thing that he was telling me is that differently abled people in this country, when it comes to deaf people, they're almost lowest on the totem pole.
Yes, yes.
Because if you have to hire a receptionist who's in a wheelchair, that's fine.
Yeah.
They can still do stuff. And
deaf is completely different.
Well, it's not. And that's the reality.
No,
is that
there's just...
As a society who might not be involved with the deaf community, you believe that it's a little bit different. But hello, we have technology.
Of
we
course.
Have WhatsApp. We yes. have email. We yes. have all these things to communicate. And we have the flippant ability to learn sign language. And that's what's cool about it. So I'm excited. Stuart's going to be in studio soon telling us exactly what's going on.
That's
I don't
really
want to
awesome.
Give much away. So we'll just get into number 4.
Epic flash mob in Maponya Mall goes viral. Energize on Fleek. An awesome flash mob promoting halls is being shared on social media like wildfire for all the right reasons. The talented performers really bring it. When I watched this, I was like, I had to watch it over and over and over again. Because everybody's just going about their business in the mall. And these guys, I mean, the guys, I mean, you have to watch the video. But the way they've done it is brilliant.
And it's quite a happy thing, isn't it?
It really is. In more ways than one. Not only are they, I mean, obviously activating, they're doing an activation, but it's our culture. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, you have to watch the video, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to go with, it's really cool because on the one hand you have this activation,
yes.
which is it's corporate, right?
Yes, yes.
Corporate money are putting the money behind it. But the whole flash mob is really happy. It's a really happy thing.
They really are.
Which is cool. We're going to put that up online so that you can see the video.
It's so interactive as well. And the people are a little bit confused. They don't know what's going on.
Well, you never do when there's a flash mob. You're like, what is happening? Why is there smoke everywhere?
Exactly.
Why are people dancing and singing?
And then you just kind of get into it. The music starts and then everybody's dancing and happy and talking to each other. And it's great.
Very cool. We're going to put that up online so you can see it. Care, what number are we on? Number three.
Yes. Heroic lifeguards in Balito save drowning holidaymaker. So lifeguards and a team and team members from IPSS Rescue in Balito have been hailed as heroes after they saved a Pretoria man from drowning at Clark Bay. And one of the reasons I also chose this the story is we really need to start honoring our people. You know, the people that are in service for us, paramedics, firemen, lifeguards. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they really do. They dedicate their lives and they put their lives on the line to save ours and to protect us.
So, I mean, here's the reality, right? Is that even though it's their jobs and it's what they need to do, I, in my corporation, I believe in celebrating every little win.
Yes.
Every single yay is a celebration and it should be. And that's exactly what we're doing for these guys. They've done a great job. They deserve to be celebrated.
Without hesitation, they jumped into that water and they went to save him. And apparently it was 15 minutes. 15 minutes, that's long.
Yeah.
Swimming out into sea for 15... No, sorry, my goodness. Well done, guys.
That's very cool. We're going to put it up online so you can get all the details.
Says me, who only goes into the sea up to my knees.
Yeah, Kerry, let's keep it there. Unless you want to meet a nice lifeguard. Because lifeguards are pretty good looking as well. They've got nice bodies. They're healthy. They wear almost no clothing. Are you going down to the beach this December?
That's not everything.
Are you going down to the beach this December?
Potentially.
If you go down to the beach, here's a little bit of advice.
Okay.
You don't have to pretend you're drowning to get a lifeguard's attention. You can go buy a lifeguard like ice cream.
Oh, so, okay. Really?
Just for fun.
Or I can just go and speak to them, you know, like old school. Or I can send them a text.
Yeah, because they have a number.
Yes.
That's so funny.
I'll stand next to them and send a text because that's how people communicate these days.
I don't need saving, but my heart does or something.
That is so cute, okay?
What do we have at number two?
Russell Crowe collects cash for South African vultures in need. How this awesome.
No, it's so misleading because you say Russell Crowe, right? Like,
yes.
It's the actor.
No.
And immediately when you hear Russell Crowe, you're like, what?
Wow.
The gladiator is collecting money for birds in South Africa? And actually, it's not. It's a crow called Russell.
Yes, but the thing here is, as well, we've been focusing on all the other animals. We focus on rhinos, we focus on elephants and all the game and wildlife, and we kind of just leave these guys out. The birds.
And that's a bird of prey, which is it's a crazy, amazing bird. And they are also on the extinction list, and they need to be saved. So
definitely.
I think it's at Monte Cassino Bird Garden.
Yes, Monte Cassino Bird Gardens.
They have a crow called Russell Crowe.
Yes.
And at every show, he collects money. Yes. I think he steals money.
He does.
He steals money from the people that are watching.
And it's hilarious.
And then he puts the money in the box that goes to charity.
That's it.
So I think the whole basis is that crows are addicted to silver stuff.
Yes, they are.
So if you hold your coins, and he even takes notes, he picks it up and he puts it in the box. And they've raised a cuckload of money for these.
93,204 rands.
Yeah. Try raise that. That's amazing.
Exactly.
That's very, very cool. That's our number two story. We're going to put that up online so you can see Russell Crowe in action. What do we have at number one?
So there was a lot of negativity around the CEO sleep out, but this is just a bit of feedback. So when we went,
I need to put a crevier though. Is that what's called? I'm going to put a terms and conditions there.
Yes.
There was some negativity because you had these, and what did we call them? Armchair activists.
Yes.
Who spoke about how terrible it was that CEOs were doing something and then they themselves did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that backlash, and I don't stand for it. And I believe that the CEO Sleep Out is one of the best charities that South Africa has ever seen, perhaps the world.
Mm.
For 2 years in a row, they raised the most amount of money in one night.
I saw they were in London this week.
Which is just insane. And we're going to be, and this is where this comes from, is that every sort of 2 to 3 weeks, Good Things Guy and me and you, Good News Girl, are going to be bringing you guys a CEO update. So you can understand, CEO Sleep Out update, you can understand what actually this money does.
Yes.
What that charity does.
Mm.
And then you can go, hold on, if you were a naysayer, you can get all the information so you can really have an informed opinion.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll sway you. So the next year you'll come and sleep wherever we sleep in.
So part of sleeping on the bridge, we had to take books. So Lesedi Daycare Center, given donation of books, a CEO sleep out update. All the books collected on the evening of the CEO sleep out were delivered to Lesedi Daycare Center, an institution that looks after underprivileged kids. So obviously the Sun International CEO sleep out was born out of a global need to reinvent the way we look at philanthropy as a society. So there were 600 books in total. And obviously, Lesedi Daycare opened its doors on the 7th of May, 2012. The institution provides education, stimulation, and preparation for formal schooling. So in addition, children attending the daycare also receive two nutritious meals per day, which greatly improves their physical health. And now they have a library.
It's so important. Lesedi, they do great things for the kids. Mm. And, you know, when you live in your bubble in South Africa or even the world, we live in our big walls behind our houses and climb into our cars by ourselves and live these separated lives where we don't understand that a lot of our population are living in poverty. And it's scary and it's sad. But when you see charities that are getting together and doing good things, you can only be thankful that there is someone that is helping someone else out in this world.
Definitely.
It's absolutely incredible. All right. So another thing that is just incredible and inspirational and good news and all of those amazing things is an initiative that has been kicked off by Mercedes-Benz. They have started a new initiative called Beautiful News, where they are bringing us good news stories every single day, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's so important. I have got Marcel on the line, who is from Mercedes-Benz. Can you hear me, Marcel?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
It's so good to have you on The Good Stuff. Thank you for joining us today. Man, beautiful news. You guys, Mercedes-Benz has got involved. What exactly is Beautiful News?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me so that I can explain also what our involvement is there. Beautiful News is a platform, in general, it's a platform that we have that allows to showcase the beautiful people of South Africa and to showcase the extraordinary things that they have achieved. So when you look at the current media landscape and what's actually predominantly in the news is a lot of negative news. And Beautiful News now is exactly the opposite. It is about the sentiment of positive storytelling. It's about people that really do extraordinary things. So we give these people a platform with Beautiful News.
It's absolutely phenomenal. I've been following you guys since you launched on the 1st of November. Why is it so important for Mercedes-Benz to be involved with such a great initiative?
Oh, wow. There are many different reasons. I mean, if you look at Mercedes-Benz and the involvement into the South African country, it goes back a long, long time. Like for now, about 65 years, we are producing, or more than 65 years, we are producing world-class cars in the plant in East London. But the most important thing is that if you look into the past and the history of Mercedes-Benz, we have always been committed to the future of South Africa, and we've always been committed to the people in South Africa. And I must be honest, from all the things that I've done in my career and in my work life, this is one of the projects that I'm most proud of, because we have at Mercedes-Benz South Africa, we have the management that had the foresight to commit into the future further on of South Africa. And the one thing that stands out for me is when you look at the famous claim of Mercedes-Benz, which is the best or nothing, many people have misinterpreted maybe a little bit. It's not only about the product. It's not only about having the best product in the competitive segment or whatsoever. It's much, much more. So when you look at the company culture and what the people do here at Mercedes-Benz South Africa, it is about striving to always deliver the best of what you are. And that is so important. So the team is expecting for me to deliver the best. I expect the team to deliver the best. And we all want to deliver the best at all times. And that is something that we see can really lead to outstanding things that can happen.
Man,
the idea of Beautiful News. If you look at what ordinary people that you see on the streets have achieved for outstanding, with just being selfless, with really committing to deliver the best of what they are, it is absolutely incredible what they can achieve. And that is the principle. This is the basic idea of how we live, how we work here at Mercedes-Benz South Africa. And that is also the idea of Beautiful News. And that is why it is so important for us to also showcase that this is what we are all about.
It is. It's showcasing the best of South Africa, which is just exactly what we should be focusing on. I think if you look at, exactly like you said, mainstream media, they showcase everything that you know, it could be debilitating on ourselves. And when you see these stories that are coming up every day at 14 minutes past four, you're able to just get inspired. I need to ask, the 14 minutes past four, why is that important, and why are you launching a story every day at this exact time?
Oh, that's a very good question. And that basically comes back to the fact that we believe every country in the world has a historic moment where that influenced the life of people. Yeah? And the one historic moment, for example, in Germany and Berlin was when the wall came down. So as you can hear by my accent, I'm from Germany and from Berlin. So that was an historic moment for us there. So, and now for us here in South Africa, I think one of the most historic moments was when Nelson Mandela walked into freedom after he sacrificed so much. And now at 4:14, he was released into freedom. And that was, I think, when democracy finally arrived also in South Africa. So this is the one historic moment where I believe that pretty much every South African can proudly say, this has influenced our lives positively. And that's why we have decided every day at 4:14, we want to share our piece of content, our beautiful news story, the people in South Africa.
It is something beautiful to inspire every day. They are being sent to me, these stories, so I don't even know how I get them. How do our listeners get to read the stories and get to follow the beautiful news?
Other different ways. The one way is obviously our website. We have the beautifulnews.do.za website, where you can find all the beautiful news stories that we have published so far. And as you said already, every day we add a new episode. The episodes are about 1 to 2 minutes long videos, and they are really aiming to inspire you and to ignite positive conversation in South Africa. And secondly, there is also different ways to get in touch with us or to get involved. The one thing is, on the website, you can actually share your own story. So if you know about someone, or if you think your own story is interesting and is inspiring and is within the scope of beautiful news to be igniting a positive conversation, then you can add your story there and we will be in touch with you, as well as you can be part of beautiful news by just simply supporting also the protagonists, the people that you see in these stories, and support their cause.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for being on the show. Dankeschön. We are going to share all of those stories on all of our platforms and put up the links on cliffcentral.com so that people can get involved. Thank you for the great work that Mercedes-Benz is doing and the beautiful news that you bring to South Africa.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Man, Kerry, that's incredible, don't you think? Oh, I better switch your mic back on.
Okay, let me try that again. That is freaking awesome.
Just good news, man.
Sure.
Just good news. We're going to bring you all of those online. Like I said, this is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
Whatever your term of endearment for your prize ride,
four banger, four by, barge, beamer, beater, Benz, big rig, bike, breezer, chori, chopper, clunker, crotch rocket, genka, gator cruiser, hog, hobdy, hypermiler, jalopy, junker, combi, lambo, land barge, pimpmobile, pocket rocket, puddle jumper, render rock scoot, shagging wagon, shitbox, sled, tank, warrant wagon, whoopee!
There's only one place to visit if you're looking to buy a new vehicle. Autotrader.co.za. With simple navigation and over 62,000 cars to choose from, it's a no-brainer. Visit autotrader.co.za today and find your next set of wheels.
Jeepers, man, the good stuff on Cliff Central. We bring you good news, inspirational stories, and just good things happening around the world. Hashtag beautiful news. We're going to put all of those things up online. If you missed the beginning of the show, we will be putting that up online so that you can get those stories. But good news and inspiration is what we're all about. And this story about little Calum is just, it's taken South Africa by storm.
It really has.
If you do not know, this little ray of sunshine was born on the 12th of January 2016 this year in Johannesburg, South Africa, with many complications. But thanks to a local breakfast show, we're not biased here, 94.7 got hugely involved, and South Africa's big hearts, he's one step away from getting the procedure that could save his life. We have Adrian Gerber in studio with us, which is one of the founding members of, is it Calum? It's Calum.
Calum Willemse.
Calum Willemse Foundation. Welcome to the good stuff, Adrian. It's great to have you here.
You.
One of the things with names, and it's always a little thing that I have, I'm terrible with names. Like, our president can't say numbers. I can't say names. It's absolutely disgusting. But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about this incredible foundation and how South Africans really opened up their hearts. Can you tell us a little bit about the backstory about Calum?
Yeah, definitely. Calum being born 12th of January, you know, he had a tough time up to there. I met the family, myself and my wife, when my son had an accident. He fell down 16 stairs, ended up in a hospital, and we thought this is the end of our world. We looked, you know, moved from hospital to hospital, ended up at Joburg Gen, moved by, you know, incredible people to Netcare Clinton. And whilst we were there, thinking that, you know, we're going to spend a lot of time in hospital, myself and the wife were busy talking, and this family overheard us. And they asked us, so how long have you been in hospital? And we said, no, well, 3-4 days, and we're absolutely tired of it. And about 2 days after that, Sam and Wayne came back to us and said, well, we've been here for 3 months already.
Wow.
Immediately, we connected up to this family, and just, you know, the story of Calum reached out to us, and we fell in love with the story that's there. At that time, there was still hope of getting the doctor over from Boston to Africa. And, you know, we thought, cool, it's reachable. It's a bit of money. Maybe we can do a few events. Maybe we can, you know, find something to get it done. And then the devastating news came that he can't come to South Africa. He's not allowed to travel. The hospital is holding him there, which is understandable. And we started a hashtag called hashtag get Calum to Boston, because we thought, you know what, if we're going to go for it, let's go big and try and get there. And it's just been absolutely mind-blowing. We had people from all walks of life get involved. We had, we still have volunteers, about 50 volunteers daily on a WhatsApp group, just talking about Calum and caring about Calum. Thousands of people on Facebook that daily ask us, what's going on? How's he doing? Mm. If we put any post on Facebook, it reaches 100,000 people without a hassle. Mm. And people just love him. We've had concerts in Austria for the little boy. You know, it's just mind-blowing to what has happened with little Calum.
Cheapest. All the interest, I mean, I always say, you can't plan to go viral. You can literally plan to be awesome or have this heart-wrenching sort of situation that people just get involved. And this has gone viral.
Yeah,
it's viral.
It's huge
worldwide.
How much money have you guys raised?
We have raised to date 7.8 million rand, which is just, it's difficult saying it. You know, our original estimation was 500,000 US. And we did a quick calculation. We said, okay, cool, 7 million. You know, it's a lot of money, but let's see if we can reach it. And the support has just been incredible. We got to a point where we thought, okay, 5 million would get us there. And then there were changes and, you know, people getting summoned and the, you know, exchange rate having a bit of fun with us. And before we knew it, all our prayers were answered. We reached 7 million and we, you know, we can take him to Boston. We can get
that
it done.
Is huge.
Wow. So he is going to be going to Boston, is the reality?
Yeah, he's going to Boston. Currently planned to leave tomorrow night, but he is sick at the moment. We're waiting on doctor's results and test results to come back, and it will be evaluated. I mean, essentially for us, he needs to be safe to travel. It's a 19-hour flight to New York, from there on another hour flight to Boston. So we need to make sure once he gets onto the plane, he's safe and he will make it through the flight. It's risky. You know, we've got a doctor traveling with mom and dad.
That's one of the things I was going to ask, right? He's in this condition. He has these complications. Is there space on the flight that he's specifically for him, or how does it work?
We've essentially gone with business class tickets for him to have space to you know, care for him and play with him. He is a young boy. He's not going to sit still. It's going to be busy.
Yeah.
And the biggest fear is obviously the cabin pressure. That can force his esophagus to collapse. It is a challenge. But we trust and walk in faith that it's going to go well. You know, it has been 3 months to raise 7 million rand. We have reached hundreds of thousands of people.
Unheard of.
My hair is standing up and I'm about to cry.
So it's crazy. As South Africans and who get involved with causes and people that are listening and people that get involved, I got a lot of charities that listen to the show and tune in.
Yeah.
And for that amount of money to be raised... is just phenomenal.
That is.
It really does show that South Africans want to do good. They just need the platform. They just need the platform.
And it helps that Calum is terribly cute as well. I mean,
he's very cute.
He crawls into so many people's hearts. So it really makes our lives a bit easier.
It's like we're part of the family.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, the thing is, once they get on the flight, it's a business class ticket, as I said. They go across all the way to New York. The doctor's there to help if anything goes wrong. But we walk in faith and we trust that we won't. It will, you know, he's been doing so much better. The last time he had a very serious episode was the 21st of July.
Mm.
His foundation was established the 27th of July. And after that, it's just been mind-blowing.
It's the universe and it's the right thing and it's all just happening for the
happening
right cause.
Happening at the same
rate. How long is he going to be in the States for?
Anything from 3 to 6 months. We're planning for worst-case scenario in 6 months. It's at the moment 3 procedures that he has to get, which I don't know all the medical terms. I'm not that smart. But, you know, 3 procedures that if it all goes well, he can be done in 2-3 weeks ready to come back. If there's any complications, it's a 10-hour procedure at the moment. So if there's any complications, we might be a 2-month or 3-month and have a few follow-up operations. So we've got a bit of space to negotiate and play, but we're hoping, you know, the hope is to have them back by Christmas. If not, we'll take them back whenever we can get them back.
If people want to get involved, because So I understand it. He's going to be going overseas. That's not the only cost. It's just for the operation.
Yeah.
No. It's living expenses for mom and dad.
Everything.
It's sort of the administration of the foundation. It's all these things that
no
are going
stress
on.
Stress while they're there.
So the you guys are constantly looking for money. How do people get involved? How do they follow the story? How do they give their hard-earned money to help this little boy?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so people can go to www.calum.org.za, which is his foundation webpage. They can also follow the story on Facebook, Calum Willemse. That page is run by, you know, Sam personally, the mother. Mm. And that's where you get the true story and the heart. That's where you feel everything. And the post is straight from Sam. She manages everything. She responds to all the messages. So it's very personal. And then we have the Calum Willemse Foundation page as well. And then, yeah, there's events coming up. We've got, you know, everyone's favorite cousin, Barry Hilton, with us on the 29th of November at Carnival City. And everything goes towards the foundation. It's going to continue working, you know, with rare birth defects. Once he's back, once he's cared for, we're still going to try and grow and help other people.
I was going to ask that.
You know, give hope and continue helping kids that need help.
Absolutely amazing. We're going to put all of those links up online. We want to help wherever we can, and we want to follow the story. So, Care, this is going to go into your catch-up. Every week, I want you to bring us a catch-up on how little Calum's doing. Thank you very much for joining us today
and for
all the work that you've done. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Only a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
So, I said at the beginning of the show that we're going to be interviewing Mark Sham, who is busy with Suits and Sneakers, which is coming up next week. Great things are happening. We are super, super excited. Mark, great to have you on the line.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I know you couldn't be in studio because you're running around putting on the final prep for Suits and Sneakers, which is happening next week. Maybe give us a little bit of background. What's going to be happening? Who are our speakers? Go for it.
Thanks, Brenty. So this coming event next week is the 4th edition of Suits and Sneakers. It's actually quite scary to think that it's come that far. Every time it gets to this point, I'm always quite amazed. So we have 4 speakers on the night. I would say this is probably the most well-organized of all the Suits and Sneakers we've ever run.
Never, ever, Mark. I would say the first Suits and Sneakers was by far the most organized, and you had one of the best speakers in the world there, didn't you?
Okay, no arguments there. No arguments for me. Okay, Brenty, so we've got 4 speakers. There's some firsts happening here. The first speaker we have is a guy called Ron Neuner. He's from the Creative Council. His story is starting to become quite well known in South Africa. The idea is that him and his partner Gil, who appears on Shark Tank, etc., quite often, they started the Creative Council 12 years ago, fast forward a bit of time, and they recently sold the business to a French company to the tune of about 1.5 billion rand. I think that's worth celebrating and certainly learning some lessons from guys who can put a deal together like that.
Yeah, no,
so Ron Neuner.
Just absolutely incredible as a South African company to have that story.
Yeah, I mean, they're really making waves at the moment. So, you know, I've gotten to know Ron personally, and he really does have a cool story. So I think there's something to learn from Ron. The second speaker that we have is Kaya Dlanga. I actually met with Kaya last night. We recorded a podcast together. He's just a really interesting character. he always has this joke with me. He says he's not quite sure why he's famous, but he is.
Yeah.
And he's got some really interesting takes. He's a journalist. He's a writer. He's a marketer. He's an advertiser. He's just an abstract guy who's got some really interesting takes on South Africa. He's slightly controversial at times, which is exactly why I picked him. I think I'd love to hear his alternative view. We have a lady for the first time ever on Suits and Sneakers. This is a really interesting one. Her name is Adriana Marais, and her major claim to fame is that she's a theoretical physicist who is in the top 100 to go to Mars.
Yeah, when we intro'd the show this morning and we said we're going to be chatting to you, she is by far one of the most exciting things that I'm looking forward to for next week, because her story is just so exciting.
And so unique. You know, even if I'm not discounting Ronan Gill's achievement, but there are lots of people in the world who have started great businesses and sold, and they're valuable lessons. But how many people do you know potentially going to Mars and never coming back? It opens up a whole set of questions that you wouldn't ask anybody else.
100%. It reminds me of, well, not reminds me, it makes me think of history, where hundreds of years ago, we had all these explorers that were leaving their land for the last time to go to different continents. We're doing almost the same thing in the 21st century, where she is leaving Earth to go and find a new land. It's absolutely incredible.
And absolutely. And the group of people that are planned to go to Mars. I mean, you know what life is like. Once you get that momentum, who knows where it goes to from there. So you're right. Just so exciting to kind of hear her story on stage, how she got to that point. And then finally, we have our first ever international guest flying all the way in from America. This guy's name is Cal Fussman. And I actually... You're here, I'm a little taken back. He's just such an interesting character to me. I heard of Cal on the Tim Ferriss podcast about, I'd say, 3 months ago. And he has a journalist and writer who has interviewed people like Muhammad Ali, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson, Cal Gorbachev, and hundreds, when I say hundreds, hundreds of other international, well-renowned guests. So it turns out that besides him interviewing all these people, he's one of the most natural storytellers ever. He gets onto the Tim Ferriss podcast, he tells his story, and just a few weeks later, Tim Ferriss puts out on his podcast, "Hey, who would you like me to bring back on the show?" And unanimously, all his fans vote for Cal Fussman, this relative unknown, to come back. So he gets back on, does a part two with Tim Ferriss, and the guy's just blown up in the States. He just has the most interesting stories about each of the characters. Like, for example, he spent 10 days with Muhammad Ali in about 2004 writing an article for a column for the Esquire magazine called What I've Learned. And the way he articulates his 10 days with Muhammad Ali and what he learned from Muhammad Ali, it's just out of this world. I just still don't know of South Africans on our end that have this classic storytelling ability. So I got hold of him, and by pure chance, I managed to bribe him to come to South Africa by offering him a weekend away to go see a whole bunch of wine farms. And here we are. We've got four international guests. We have about 3,000 registrations as we speak. We always book a few extra because there is a bit of a drop-off on the evening. But yeah, we've got about 300-400 spots left, and... Bob's your uncle.
Man, oh man, it is exciting. I'm going to be there next week. I'm looking forward to all of the speakers. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Sandton Convention Center next week, Wednesday. Am I right in saying?
That's right, Wednesday night. And if people want to book, all they have to do is go to one of two places. They can either go to our website, which is always www.suitsandsneakers.co.za, or you can just search for Suits and Sneakers on Facebook. And there's a book now button, and all registrations are free. So we're literally trying to make sure that there's not a single seat left at the convention center. I personally have some really big announcements to make about the future of Suits and Sneakers, pertaining far further than just events. So I'd love to share that with everybody.
Very, very cool, Mark. I will be there, and I'm sure some of our listeners will. Wishing you only good things. I'm excited. It's good stuff. We're going to put all of that online. Thank you for being on The Good Stuff.
Frenchie, and just once again, thank you for always being such a cool supporter. You've always been there from the beginning. It means a lot.
Thanks, boy. We'll chat later. Yeah, so that's exciting, Kay. We're going to go next week. It's going to be cool. I cannot believe that the hour is done.
Always. It happens every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, you come into studio for a little bit, and the next thing you know, it's an hour later. Oh, goodness. Because she just went there. All right, we need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. I leave you with a quote every week because I think it's important to inspire you. Screw Motivation Monday. Tuesdays are better. Here it goes. Something magical happens when you begin to realize the importance of knowing your gifts and dreams, remembering to live in the moment, to work less and to let things flow. You will realize that worry is never a good thing and learn that you can control your thoughts, which then affect your feelings and ultimately the quality of your life. Positive thinking is more than just a tagline. It changes the way we behave. And I firmly believe that when I am positive, it not only makes me better, but it also makes those around me better. So go out there and make people around you better this
week. I love that.
I knew you would. I wrote it just for you.
Thank you.
That is how I roll. All of our guests, all of the info, all of the links that goes up onto our page on cliffcentral.com about an hour after the show, feel free to share it and inspire others with your social media. That's what it's there for. That's the good stuff for this week. If you want to catch up with any of the other shows, go visit cliffcentral.com, or you can get us on iTunes and all of those great things. I hope you have an incredible Tuesday, yo. CliffCentral.com.